Anglia.
In Focus.
Well, we talk to folks across the East Anglian region about events taking place and also venues across the East Anglian region. And today, it's my pleasure to welcome to the programme, live on the show, Susan Jones, who's the Education Officer for the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre, that's Stonham Barnes Petter Road in Stonham Aspel. And I hope Susan's joining us on the line now. Very good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, Mark. I'm very delighted to be on the radio today.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's great to have you on the show. Now, the Owl Sanctuary, wonderful work I know you do down there. Tell us a little bit about the history of the sanctuary itself.
So we've been based at Stonham since 1995, so we've been there quite a while. But we became a charity in 2001. And basically, we are a bird of prey centre with a focus on the rescue and rehabilitation of native species. So we have a raptor hospital on site where we take in sick and injured birds of prey. And that's not just from Suffolk. We have birds come to us from all over East Anglia, and we give advice to other rescues as well. But obviously visitors can come in and see our captive birds, watch our flying displays, and yeah, just have a good day out and learn lots about the birds.
Hey, it sounds very good. Now, you mentioned the raptor hospital cases, and I know from some of the information that I've got in front of me here, it's Barn Owlet Release, Reg the Tawny Owl, Bulldog the Red Kite. There's so many different ones, aren't there?
Yeah, so every year we get hundreds of birds brought into us, and yeah, those are just some of the most recent ones. So over the weekend we were lucky to be able to release hopefully the last two barn owlets that we had in. They were unfortunately found after their nest box fell out of a tree, and the mother obviously got scared and flew off. So these two tiny little fluffy white clouds with sharp pointy bits were brought in to us, and we raised them, made sure that they were all healthy. They've now been ringed with a unique bird ID ring on their legs, so that hopefully we might find out where they go in the future. So they were released from a hack pen locally over the weekend, and I'm pleased to report we went to check it on Saturday and they've definitely left. So hopefully they'll be flying around Suffolk somewhere soon.
Hey, that's good news. That can't be bad at all. Now, the collection news, Toto, the hooded vulture, first time apparently that's you've bred one, Cassius the Hobby.
Yeah, so Toto is a bit of a lovely story for us. We've had Jack and Rose, our hooded vultures, for a number of years. And they've been stars of our flying displays over the summer months. And then over the last few years, they've been showing signs of breeding, but not really getting the gist of it. So we had some words of advice for them. And last winter, they started breeding again. So we moved them to a slightly quieter area of the park so that they could kind of have a bit of peace and quiet and privacy. And they laid an egg, so we checked it and it turned out to be infertile. We left them to it. They laid a second egg and we left that with them. And then when we went to go and check a short while later, the egg had actually hatched. So we had to keep it very quiet because obviously having such a young bird, there's so many things that could potentially go wrong. But Toto has now grown massively, almost bigger than mum and dad, and has now been booted out of the aviary because they want to get on with breeding next winter. So Toto is now spending a lot of time with the falconers, getting used to the idea of people feeding him, and hopefully we'll build up his confidence and he'll be joining the flying displays next year, hopefully.
Yeah, that sounds good. So Toto the hooded vulture, I love that bit. I think it's obviously making excellent progress.
Definitely, and like for us it's really important because hooded vultures are critically endangered in the wild, so to be able to breed one to, you know, potentially contribute towards helping to save them is amazing. And it's the first time we've bred a vulture at the sanctuary. And yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing where it takes us next.
It sounds great. Now, Susan, before we go any further, can we give out some contact information about how people can find out more about the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre?
Definitely. So you can check out our website, which is www.owl-help.org.uk. And there's all the information you could possibly want on the website. Or you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or X, as it's now called, and Instagram as well.
Great. I'll say I'll ask you for those details again a little bit later on. But I know that owls are wonderful creatures, and they're very individualistic, if there is such a word, and they're quite characters, aren't they?
They are. Like, one of the questions we always get asked by visitors is, "Oh, which one's your favourite?" And most of us don't have a favourite, because just like children or pets, they all have individual personalities. And, you know, just like everybody else, some days they can wake up and be really enthusiastic, and other days they just want to sit in an aviary and not do anything and ignore you. So, all the birds that we work with are definitely characters. and that's not just the owls, that's all the birds. We have falcons and vultures and eagles and hawks and things as well. So, yeah, no, they're all definitely got personality.
That's certainly quite a collection that you've got there then. I didn't realise that the sanctuary was quite so large.
Yeah, so we're home to about 60, 70 birds that are all part of our captive collection. So they're all bred in captivity, either hatched at Stonham, because we've had quite a lot of success breeding birds in the past, or they've came to us from other collections. And then, yeah, so they call Stonham home. And then, yeah, like I said, over the year, we'll see, you know, 100, 200 birds into our hospital. But obviously all the hospital birds, we hope to release them back into the wild.
Sounds great. Now, I know that very, very soon, in fact, Saturday the 7th of October, you've got a special careers event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so my job obviously is education. So we're trying to reach out to secondary school age students. And there's been a lot of interest in people wanting to find out about careers in conservation. So we thought we'd put together a careers event for aimed at secondary school age children, but anybody is more than welcome to come along and find out more. And there'll be stalls there from various other businesses and organisations we work with, so including Suffolk Police and the British Trust for Ornithology, who coordinate all of the ringing and nest box recording that we do. We've also got an artist who is going to come in and hopefully be busy working on something while she's there. And we've got one of the local farmers that we work with as well. He's going to be there. And they're basically just going to be giving out a bit of careers advice and kind of some helpful tips to anybody who's interested in following a career down one of those paths. As well as obviously our own staff and volunteers being on hand to share, you know, how we all got into the jobs that we're currently doing.
Now, you mentioned volunteers there. Do you have a lot of people who come along and actually volunteer to help out at the sanctuary?
Yeah, so we are indebted to our volunteers. Every day we usually have 3 or 4 volunteers and or work experience students with us. And they help us out with so many different jobs, looking after the birds and animals, cleaning out enclosures, prepping the food, but also kind of maintenance tasks, gardening tasks, helping with fundraising or outreach events. So our volunteers are really a big part of what we do at Suffolk Owl Sanctuary, and without them, we would really struggle. So, very, very grateful to all the volunteers.
And if folks would like to volunteer to get involved, what's the best way of them to contact you?
The best way is via the website. So we have a dedicated page on the website just for volunteers. and that explains a little bit about the different roles that we have on offer. I should point out that the volunteers who help us out with the animals and birds, because obviously everybody wants to do that, those are usually quite fully booked, but there are plenty of other roles that people can help us out with as well. So, yeah, if they have a look on the website, then they can find out more information on there.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the October half-term activities. Now, I know you've got a trail for young visitors and hopefully flying displays, weather depending, and also meerkat talks and free entry for the children in the fancy dress on the 28th and 29th of October. That sounds a great event.
Yeah, so during all of the school holidays, we try and put on something a little bit extra for to encourage families to come along and spend a day with us. So we do a trail for young visitors where they've got to go and solve the clues to claim a prize at the end. So there's a little prize involved for all the young visitors. The flying displays will be running at 11:30, yeah, weather depending, because if it's too windy or too wet, then obviously we can't fly the birds. The meerkats will be getting their feed regardless, so the meerkat talks will still be happening. And yeah, over the actual weekend just before Halloween, we'll do free entry for kids if they're in fancy dress. Adults are more than welcome to dress up as well, but they won't get free entry. It's just for the kids.
Hey, it sounds great. So something for everybody, I think, as it's fair to say, at the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre.
Definitely. You know, we have visitors coming from all different ages and all walks of life, so it really is a good day out, and obviously there's plenty of other things that they can do at Stornham as well, so yeah, they can kind of nip in and out throughout the day.
And as you were saying earlier on, it's entitled the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre. You do so much more in looking after these wonderful creatures, don't you?
Yeah, so as part of our work, we also monitor nest boxes all across Suffolk, so that's for mostly barn owls, but also tawny owls, little owls and kestrels. So over the summer we spent quite a bit of time driving around Suffolk to find and locate these boxes, and then monitoring what's going on in there, just so that we know what the population's doing. And that all gets fed into the national database. So, it all contributes towards, you know, the long-term conservation and survival of these birds.
You do some wonderful work. I can certainly hear from everything you've been telling us today. Susan, can we give out that contact information, that all-important contact information for listeners wanting to find out more about the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre?
Yep, so the best place is the website, so that's www.owl-help.org.uk, or they can follow us on Facebook, Twitter or X and Instagram.
Susan, can I thank you for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning and telling us so much about all the wonderful work that you do down there at the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre.
All right. Thank you very much for inviting me to come on and talk. And I hope to see some of your listeners visiting us over October half term.
I certainly hope so. Thank you, Susan, for joining us.
Thank you.
Then we've been talking to Susan Jones, who's the Education Officer for the Suffolk Owl Sanctuary and Nature Centre, based at Stonham Barnes, Petter Road, Stonham, Aspel. Sounds a wonderful organisation, and very interesting to hear about all the wonderful work which they undertake there. And it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.